Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batson with Joseph Sternberg, editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics column. And there was a very large turnout of Londoners and others Sunday past behind a banner saying re-migration and behind a man whose nom de guerre or nom de whatever is Tommy Robinson. The next day, Monday, the Prime Minister, Mr. Starmer, declared that the march was plastic patriotism. What is the flap, Joe? What's the contest? And Mr. Starmer's in so much trouble elsewhere, I'm surprised he wants to take on 100,000 people. What's happened?
Well, I think this is the latest development in Britain's long-running saga to do with immigration policy. Because remember, for years, there has been widespread discontent in the UK with the number of immigrants who are coming into the country. And the really what you can only describe as the failure of the government to assimilate the migrants or also to guarantee public safety by properly vetting a lot of the people who arrive illegally. There are fiscal costs associated with this. There have been some high-profile instances of alleged crimes committed by various migrants who have come legally or illegally. So it's been a controversial issue, and I think that Keir Starmer has been trying and so far failing to get a grip on it. And that's the context for the kind of protests that we saw over the weekend, where I think it brings together a couple of issues. One is the immigration issue. What a lot of the protesters were demanding is a more coherent, muscular plan for deporting people who are in the country illegally or potentially deporting people who are perceived not to share British values like respect for democracy or rule of law or freedom of speech or the rest of it. But then also there's this fundamental question of patriotism brewing now, because a lot of these protesters will wave or wear or display the English flag, the St. George's flag, which is the red cross on the white background, or the Union Jack, the United Kingdom flag. And this will sound foreign to many Americans, but this kind of flag waving can be kind of a controversial gesture in Europe. Is especially the St. George's flag for England is often associated with various nationalist movements that are branded as unsavory by many in the media and the mainstream political class. And so there was also an element that I perceived in these rallies sort of trying to brandish the flag and demonstrate their patriotism against this disconnected London elite, as they would describe it, that really tries to look down on you if you want to show your pride in being English or in being British.
We have about a minute, and as I recall, Mr. Starmer and Labour made a deal of saying they were going to handle the migration crisis in a better way than Tories. Has that been satisfied, or is that what the driver driving this, the inadequacy? A minute.
It's the inadequacy of those plans that's driving it. The fact that the government seems to be struggling to deport anyone, even after they've struck these high-profile deals with countries like France to try to return people to where they originated. They're struggling to house the migrants. So you have this problem of the migrant hotels where the government warehouses people who have entered the country illegally and now are wending through this arduous legal process to claim asylum. So I think that there's a real sense that Starmer never had a grip on the problem and shows no signs of getting one now.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of Wall Street Journal. He's in London, political economics.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,